Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Markets, huh? Always a roller coaster. Today, a bit of a mixed bag, wouldn't you say?
Definitely mixed signals. Indices kind of drifted, waiting for the Fed, that 2 p.m. FOMC decision. Everyone held their breath.
And the Fed, true to form, held steady, right? 4.25 to 450% on the Fed funds rate. No surprises there.
Nope. Powell played it safe, wants more data. Markets? A little volatile at first, but ended up green. Dow up 0.7%, S&P 500 0.4%, NASDAQ a tiny 0.3%.
Not bad, considering the tech giants took a hit. Alphabet down over 7%, ouch. Apple, over 1% down. That AI search chatter from Bloomberg really shook things up.
Yeah, that Bloomberg report about Apple maybe shifting to an AI search definitely put a dent in Alphabet. But hey, plenty of other stocks rallied. Advancers beat decliners, even on the NASDAQ.
China's easing policy helped. And that glimmer of hope on the trade war front? U.S. and China meeting in Switzerland? A step in the right direction, maybe?
Maybe. But Trump's not budging on those tariffs. 145%, tough stance. Still news of possible AI chip export restriction rollbacks? That got chipmakers buzzing. SOX index closed up 1.7%.
Chipmakers definitely saved the tech sector's bacon, even with Apple dragging it down. Consumer discretionary and healthcare also showed some muscle.
Absolutely. But those year-to-date numbers, still a little rough. Dow down 3.4%, S&P 500 4.3%, even the NASDAQ down over 8%.
Not pretty. Economic data, mortgage applications up 11%, which is good, I guess. Tomorrow we've got productivity, labor costs, jobless claims, the usual suspects.
Oh, and natural gas inventories too. Can't forget those. Overseas, Europe was mostly down. Asia, a mixed bag there as well.
Commodities, crude oil down, natural gas up slightly. Gold took a tumble. Silver and copper also down.
Right. And Disney, they had a pretty magical quarter, huh? Beat expectations, Disney Plus subscribers up, theme parks resilient, even raising their EPS guidance.
A new theme park in Abu Dhabi? Ambitious. But that DTC business is really humming. Price hikes, more subscribers. That's the magic formula, apparently.
It seems to be working for them. Increased RPU, higher operating income. Content's king, right? Mufasa, those other blockbusters, they're keeping churn low. Experiences segment doing well too, especially domestic parks.
Yeah, those domestic parks are holding strong despite the hurricane disruptions. Higher guest spending, stable attendance. International parks, not so much.
A bit of a slowdown there, but overall, Disney's firing on all cylinders. DTC profits, theme park resilience, strategic content, they've got the recipe for success, at least for now.
So Disney, right? DTC, direct-to-consumer, is where it's at. They're really nailing it, aren't they?
Killing it. Price hikes, more subscribers, it's a powerful combination. RPU up, operating income up, they're really leveraging that content library.
And the content, Mufasa, the other big releases, keeping that churn low, yeah?
Exactly. Content is king, especially in the streaming wars. But, not everything is sunshine and roses. Those international parks?
Oh, right. A bit of a slowdown there. Not quite the magic they're seeing domestically.
Yeah, 23% drop in operating income growth year over year. Hong Kong Disneyland, Shanghai Disney, post-COVID normalization hitting them.
Makes sense. That initial surge after reopening is tough to sustain. But, I mean, overall, Disney's still in a good spot, no?
Definitely. Strong quarter, improved outlook for 25, DTC profits, theme park resilience, domestically at least, and smart content investments.
Smart. They know what they're doing. But what about those risks? They mentioned a few, didn't they? Something about content. ESPN.
Yeah. A possibly moderating content slate, that international park slowdown we talked about, and the ESPN streaming launch costs. Those could put a damper on things if they don't execute perfectly.
Whoa, that's a lot of earnings data to unpack. Where do we even begin with this whirlwind of beats and misses?
Well, let's start with the big picture. Looks like a pretty mixed bag overall, right? Plenty of companies exceeding expectations, but just as many falling short. Classic earnings season volatility.
Definitely, some real surprises in there. Halozyme, for example, absolutely crushing it, beating earnings by a whopping 19 cents. And raising guidance? Impressive.
Yeah, Halozyme's a standout. On the flip side, some pretty significant misses too. Kulicki and Safa down 71 cents, ouch. And Lantheus Holdings lowering EPS guidance, not a good look.
Not at all. Speaking of guidance, seems like a lot of companies are playing it safe, huh? Jack Henry, for instance, beating earnings but guiding EPS lower for the year. A little cautious, maybe?
Perhaps. Macroeconomic uncertainty is definitely a factor. Payoneer even suspended their guidance altogether. Can't blame them for being a little hesitant in this environment.
True. And what about those revenue numbers? Seems like a lot of beats on revs, but also plenty of misses. Anything jump out at you there?
Well, Rivian's delivery projections are interesting. 40,000 to 46,000 for the year? Ambitious, but achievable maybe? We'll see.
Definitely one to watch. And on the tech side, EA and Klaviyo both posting solid beats and raising guidance. A bright spot in a somewhat shaky sector, yeah?
For sure. Although Marvel delaying their investor day, that's not exactly a vote of confidence. Dynamic macroeconomic environment, they say. A polite way of saying things are a bit unpredictable.
Ha, you're probably right. And speaking of unpredictable, Stephen Madden withdrawing their guidance? Macro uncertainty strikes again. Though completing the Kurt Geiger acquisition, that's a bold move.
Definitely interesting. Lots of moving parts in this market. Gotta stay nimble. From Disney's magic to these earnings surprises, it's never a dull moment. Traders, buckle up. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Wow, so much happening. Earnings season in full swing, huh? Lots of beats and misses to unpack here. Halozyme crushing it, but Kulicki and Safa, yikes.
Yeah, definitely a mixed bag. Upstart and Unity Software, both beating and raising guidance. That's good to see. But then you have Lantheus Holdings lowering EPS guidance. Not so good.
Right? And some companies are just playing it safe. Jack Henry beating earnings, but guiding lower. Cautious much?
Makes sense with all the macro uncertainty. Payoneer suspending guidance altogether. I can't say I blame them. It's a volatile environment out there.
Tell me about it. Rivian's delivery projections are interesting, though. Ambitious, but maybe achievable.
We'll see. EA and Klaviyo, solid beats and raise guidance. A little sunshine in the tech sector. But Marvel delaying their investor day? Not exactly a vote of confidence.
Dynamic macroeconomic environment, they say. AKA, we're not sure what's going on either.
Ha, probably right. And Stephen Madden, withdrawing guidance but acquiring Kurt Geiger? Bold move.
Speaking of bold Disney, beating expectations, raising guidance, the Mouse House is roaring, but those international parks.
Yeah, a bit of a slowdown there. Post-COVID normalization, I guess. But overall, a strong quarter for them.
Oh, and this news about China lowering rates and reserve requirements. Trying to stimulate things, clearly.
Definitely. And continuing to add gold to their reserves? Interesting. Almost like they're preparing for something.
And this India-Pakistan situation, escalating tensions, not good. Could have ripple effects.
Absolutely. And on the trade war front, Treasury Secretary and USTR meeting with Chinese counterparts? A glimmer of hope, maybe?
Maybe. But Trump's earth-shattering announcement? What's that about? Not trade-related, apparently.
Keeps us guessing. And those potential tariffs on laptops, phones, video game consoles? Ouch. That could hit consumers hard.
Whoa, lots to unpack here. Gilead's doubling down on U.S. investment, huh? $11 billion on top of $21 billion? That's a statement.
Yeah, huge commitment. $32 billion in U.S. manufacturing and R&D by 2030. Clearly bullish on their pipeline.
Makes sense with that positive Livdelzi data at EASL. Consistent efficacy and safety? That's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. And more good news for Gilead with that bulevirtide data. Longer treatment leading to sustained undetectability? Promising stuff.
Definitely. Switching gears, CrowdStrike cutting 500 positions? A bit of a surprise, even with the reaffirmed guidance.
Yeah, a little unexpected. But aiming for greater efficiency? Probably a smart move in the long run.
Probably. Speaking of efficiency, Cadence unveiling that Millennium M2000 supercomputer? AI-driven silicon and drug design? Sounds futuristic.
Very much so. Partnering with NVIDIA Blackwell Systems? That's a powerful combo. Could be a game changer.
Could be. And on the M&A front, Elastic acquiring Keep Alerting, bolstering their AI ops capabilities, I see.
Smart move. Consolidating the open source AI ops space makes them even more competitive.
Oh, and Chipotle hiring Jason Kidd as COO? Interesting. Wonder what he brings to the table besides basketball expertise.
Ha! Right from the court to the burrito bowl. Unexpected. But hey, maybe it'll work.
Maybe. And speaking of unexpected, Ford raising prices on Mexican-made models because of tariffs? $2,000? That's a hefty increase.
Yeah, passing those costs onto the consumer. Not surprising, though, given the current trade environment.
And Boeing potentially facing EU tariffs. If talks with the US fail, that could escalate quickly.
Definitely a situation to watch. Trade tensions are never good for business, or consumers for that matter.
True. Some good news for AstraZeneca, though, and HER2 showing improved PCR in early-stage breast cancer. That's a big deal.
Definitely positive. Destiny Breast 11 trial? Those results are encouraging. Could be a significant advancement in treatment.
And Arcutis with positive ZORYVE data for psoriasis. Published in JAMA Dermatology? That's a credible source.
Absolutely. Adds weight to their findings. Good news for Arcutis and for patients with psoriasis.
For sure. And Amgen getting marketing authorization for TEPEZZA in the UK? First therapy specifically licensed for thyroid eye disease? That's a win.
Big win. Opens up a new market for them. And speaking of new markets, Amazon's Zoox scaling up production next year?
Yeah, according to the Financial Times, autonomous vehicles hitting the streets sooner than we thought, maybe?
Possibly. Lots of competition in that space, but Amazon has the resources to make a splash. We'll see.
Whoa, that's a lot of corporate action hitting the wires. Where do we even begin with this whirlwind?
Well, let's start with the C-suite shuffle. Hain Celestial, Vestis, Vodafone, new CEOs and CFOs, lots of moving and shaking at the top.
Yeah, musical chairs in the executive suites. Always interesting to see who's coming and going. What about those shareholder proposals and proxy battles? Harley-Davidson and Tejon Ranch.
Definitely some tension there. Glenbrook Capital pushing for change at Tejon Ranch, and those withhold recommendations for Harley-Davidson directors could get messy.
Could indeed. And speaking of messy, Live Nation under scrutiny again? Justice Department and FTC sniffing around? Not a good look.
Nope. Anti-competitive practices? That's a serious allegation. On a brighter note, though, some interesting partnerships and acquisitions. Nutanix and Pure Storage teaming up. Elastic acquiring Keep Alerting?
Yeah, some strategic moves there. Consolidation, expansion, always something brewing in the tech world. And what about those FDA and EMA updates? Valneva's vaccine review, New Amsterdam Pharma's data, big implications for those companies.
Absolutely. Healthcare news always moves markets. Oh, and those stock buyback plans? SkyWest, MB Bancorp, putting cash to work, returning value to shareholders.
Smart move, especially in a volatile market. And those earnings reports? Tesla's China sales down, NRS Insights retail data, gives us a glimpse into the consumer landscape.
Yeah, important data points. And those new product launches and initiatives? Instacart's Fizz, Mosaic's biostimulant in China, Netflix's revamped TV experience. Companies constantly innovating, trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Gotta keep moving forward. And what about those pesky tariffs? Rockwell Automation estimating $125 million hit? Ouch. And Ford raising prices on Mexican-made models? Consumers feeling the pinch.
Yeah, tariffs are never fun. And that Uranium Energy and Radiant Industries deal? Interesting. Microreactors, the future of energy, maybe?
Maybe. And those court decisions? NovaGold getting a win in Alaska, Jones Lang LaSalle snagging that Air Force contract. Legal battles and government contracts, always a factor.
Always. And Upstart securing that $1.2 billion loan purchase commitment from Fortress? That's a big vote of confidence. Lots of moving parts in the market today. From C-suite shuffles to vaccine reviews, it's never a dull moment. Traders, stay nimble.
Wow, lots of analyst action today. Upgrades, downgrades, where do we even begin?
Well, that AMD upgrade to buy at BAFA with a $120 price target, that's pretty significant. Chip stocks have been taking a beating lately, so this could be a sign of renewed confidence.
Yeah, interesting. And Honeywell, also upgraded to buy at BAFA, two big names getting some love. What about those downgrades, though? Illinois Tool Works to underperform. That's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, a bit unexpected. BAFA seems to be making some bold calls today. Upgrading AMD and Honeywell, but downgrading Illinois Tool Works.
Definitely a mixed bag. Marvel also downgraded, this time by Cantor Fitzgerald. Another chip stock taking a hit. Anything else jump out at you?
Well, that CRISPR Therapeutics upgrade to buy at Clear Street is noteworthy. Gene editing is a hot space, and a $45 price target suggests some serious upside potential.
Definitely one to watch. And on the consumer side, Constellation Brands upgraded to buy at Truist. $250 price target, they must be expecting strong demand for adult beverages.
Ha, perhaps. Albertsons also upgraded to outperform at BMO Capital. Grocery stocks have been resilient, but a $25 price target, that's a decent jump.
It is. What about those downgrades on the financial side? Discover to hold at Jefferies.
Yeah, not great news for Discover. And Agree Realty downgraded to neutral at BTIG. Real estate's been a tough sector lately.
True. Anything else worth mentioning?
Well, Wynn Resorts upgraded to buy at BAFA, $100 price target. Gaming stocks, always a gamble, but BAFA seems to like their odds. And Logitech upgraded to buy at UBS. Peripherals are always in demand, especially with the rise of, you know, gaming and remote work.
Makes sense. So lots of analyst activity today across various sectors. Some interesting calls for sure. Traders, do your own research, but these upgrades and downgrades can definitely provide some food for thought.
Absolutely. Always important to consider the source, the rationale, and your own risk tolerance. But these analyst calls can offer valuable insights into market sentiment and potential opportunities. Stay nimble, traders.
Whoa, analyst ratings flying in from all directions. AMD upgraded to buy at BAFA, $120 price target. That's a pretty bold call. Chip stocks have been struggling, so this is interesting.
Yeah, definitely a vote of confidence for AMD. Honeywell also getting some love from BAFA, upgraded to buy as well. But then they downgrade Illinois Tool Works to underperform. BAFA making some big moves today.
Big moves indeed. Marvel also downgraded, this time by Cantor Fitzgerald. Another chip stock taking a hit. Ouch. But hey, CRISPR Therapeutics upgraded to buy at Clear Street, $45 price target. Gene editing, always a hot space.
Definitely one to watch. And for those of you who enjoy a little adult beverage, Constellation Brands upgraded to buy at Truist, $215 price target. Cheers to that. Albertsons also upgraded to outperform at BMO Capital, $25 price target.
Grocery stocks. Always a safe bet, right? But what about those downgrades in the financial sector? Discover to hold at Jefferies? Not great news.
Not great. Agree Realty also downgraded to neutral at BTIG. Real estate, still a tough sector. But hey, Wynn Resorts upgraded to buy at BAFA, $100 price target. Feeling lucky? And for the gamers and remote workers out there, Logitech upgraded to buy at UBS.
Peripherals, always in demand. So a real mix of upgrades and downgrades today across various sectors. What about those initiations, though? Bright Minds, Full House Resorts, GFL Environmental, all initiated with a buy.
Yeah, lots of new coverage. Praxis Precision, Republic Services, Waste Connections, also initiated with a buy. Seaport Research Partners seems particularly bullish on the waste management sector. And Supermicro Computer resumed with a buy at Needham, $39 price target. Viper Energy also resumed with an outperform at Evercore ISI, $49 price target.
Lots of action. And Xenon Pharmaceuticals initiated with a buy at Chardan Capital Markets, $55 price target. But Vertex downgraded to peer perform at Wolf Research. Always something to keep an eye on. Don't forget that economic data coming out tomorrow, by the way. Q1 productivity, unit labor costs, jobless claims, the usual suspects.
Right, and natural gas inventories too. Plus that 30-year Treasury bond auction. Always a factor. Earnings season continues as well with a whole slew of companies reporting. Traders, stay nimble. Lots of moving parts out there.
Wow, so much market data to digest. WaveWriter AI's got us covered though, with some interesting insights on the SPY and QQQ.
Yeah, they're painting a cautiously optimistic picture, aren't they? Upward trends, stable volume, but that recent consolidation in the SPY is worth noting.
Definitely. And the QQQ, more volatile as always, but still showing upward momentum. That increased volume on upswings is a good sign, though. Shows confidence in tech, right?
Right, and the VXX? Relatively calm. Not a lot of fear in the market, which supports that bullish sentiment. But, always got to be prepared for a shift.
Oh, for sure. What about that sector rotation they mentioned? XLY and XLK making new highs. Interesting.
Yeah, growth sectors leading the charge. Consumer discretionary and tech. But XLRE and XLU lagging means defensives are out of favor, at least for now.
Makes sense in a risk-on environment. So key levels to watch, 557 support, 563 resistance for the SPY, and 478 and 485 for the QQQ.
Exactly. Breakouts or breakdowns at those levels could be significant. And those scenarios they outlined, bullish catalysts versus bearish triggers, worth considering.
Absolutely. Strong earnings, good economic data versus, geopolitical tensions, poor data, always a balancing act. What about that other Waverider AI analysis, the one from May 6th? A bit more bearish, wasn't it?
Yeah, dominant bearish volume, they said. Tariff concerns, cautious guidance, not exactly music to a bull's ears, and that FOMC decision looming adds another layer of uncertainty.
Definitely. But they did highlight some potential continuation plays, right? NVDA, MSFT, ISRG, momentum building in those names.
True, and some anticipation setups too, like NTCL. But they stressed caution, tight stops, watch for volatility spikes, don't chase breakouts without confirmation. Wise words.
Wise indeed. So, a mixed bag of signals, huh? Cautious optimism on one hand, bearish volume on the other. Traders, gotta stay nimble, do your own research, consider these insights, and manage your risk. The market's a tricky beast, as always.
It is. Lots of moving parts, conflicting signals. But hey, that's what makes it exciting, right? Stay informed, stay disciplined, and maybe you can ride those waves to profit.
Whoa, Waverider AI dropping some serious knowledge bombs here. Two analyses, both pointing to some interesting setups. That May 7th one, focusing on sector rotation and continuation plays? Pretty bullish, right?
Yeah, cautiously optimistic, I'd say. Upward trends, stable volume, but they flagged that SPY consolidation. Gotta respect that.
Right, and QQQ more volatile, but still upward momentum. That increased volume on upswings? Bullish. Shows confidence in tech, no?
Definitely. They like VRSK, AMZN, ASML, FSLR solid picks, all showing momentum. VRSK breaking out, AMZN reversing, ASML rallying, FSLR recovering, lots of potential there.
They even gave us key levels. 557 support, 563 resistance for SPY, 478 and 485 for QQQ. Actionable intel. But that other analysis, the ants breakout one, a bit different vibe, yeah?
A little more focused, maybe? Zeroing in on NVDA and Meta, NVDA's volume spike, definitely a bullish signal, and Meta's steady climb, promising.
So, two different approaches. One looking at broad sector trends, the other honing in on specific tickers. Both valuable, though. What do you make of those individual stock analyses in the first one? Pretty detailed, huh?
Super detailed. Support levels, resistance levels, entry points, stop losses. They laid it all out. VRSK to 314, AMZN to 92, ASML to 715, FSLR to 133. Ambitious, but achievable if the momentum holds.
If, that's the key word, right? Gotta manage that risk. Tight stops, as they said. Don't chase breakouts without confirmation. What about that 4% EOD projection? A little cryptic, no?
A bit. 199 up, 227 down. Not sure what to make of that. But hey, they're usually pretty accurate with their calls. So, lots to consider here. Sector rotation, individual stock picks, key levels, risk management. Waverider AI giving us plenty to chew on.
They did. Traders, do your own research, of course. But these insights, definitely worth considering as you prepare for the next session. Stay nimble, stay informed, and may your trades be profitable.
Absolutely. The market's a wild ride, but with the right information and a disciplined approach, you can navigate those waves and hopefully come out on top. Good luck, traders.
Waverider AI's got some hot takes on NVDA and Meta, huh? Sounds like they're seeing some serious momentum building.
Yeah, they're calling for some big moves. NVDA up to 43, then maybe even 45.50. That's a pretty decent jump.
If it hits those targets. They did mention support at 40, right? With a tight stop loss around 39.80. Gotta manage that risk.
Exactly. High reward, but gotta be ready to cut losses if it turns south. What about Meta? They seem pretty bullish on that one too.
Oh yeah, what's their take there?
Expecting the uptrend to continue, targeting 605, then maybe even past 610. Riding that wave above 600, they said. Sounds exciting.
Exciting, but risky. What about support and stop loss? Gotta have a plan B.
Right? They recommend an entry around 595 with a stop loss at 590. Pretty standard risk management there.
Standard, but essential. So both NVDA and Meta looking like momentum plays, huh? Volumes there, technicals are supportive, but what about that 4% EOD projection? 199 up, 227 down? What's that all about?
Yeah, a little cryptic. Not sure what to make of that. Maybe some kind of sentiment indicator? Who knows? But Waverider AI is usually pretty on point, so I wouldn't dismiss it entirely.
Definitely something to keep in mind. So traders, NVDA and Meta on the radar. Key levels, entry points, stop losses, Waverider AI's given us the blueprint. Now it's up to you to execute. Do your own research, manage your risk, and may your trades be profitable.
Absolutely. Lots of potential here, but the market's always a gamble. Stay informed, stay disciplined, and good luck out there.